to 11 were killed at the family's cabin yesterday, allegedly by an escaped convicted murderer who was later killed by police some 200 miles away. Gonzalo Lopez died in a shootout with police late yesterday in Jordanton, some 35 miles south of San Antonio, after driving a stolen pickup more than 200 miles from the cabin. That's according to Jason Clark, a spokesman for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. He had been on the run since stabbing a prison bus driver May 12th. He was armed with a semi-automatic weapon and a pistol police say may have been taken from the cabin. They add they went to the cabin after getting calls from concerned family members. Former President Donald Trump's trade representative Peter Navarro says he's been bullied by the Justice Department and the FBI for refusing to heed a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by backers of Trump. He tells reporters after his indictment, arrest, and release that he doesn't want to hire a lawyer to fight the Democrats, who he sees as being behind it all.
Part of the Democrats' strategy is to engage in what is called lawfare, which is to say to use the legal system for effectively coercion and illicit.
The top economist at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says the war in Ukraine has played a big role in pushing the global cereal price index to a record high in May.
This is mostly because of wheat prices, because there is a decline on coarse grain prices, and also prices rose for the fifth consecutive month, but still there are very low levels.
Police in San Antonio, Texas say police officers shot and killed a 13-year-old suspected of stealing a car and ramming it into a marked patrol car. This is AP News. Job growth remains solid despite inflation and interest rate increases. The Labor Department reports 390,000 jobs added last month. President Biden calls that robust. As for inflation,
and look, I understand that families who are struggling probably don't care why the prices are up. They just want them to go down. Joe, what are you going to do to bring them down? But it's important that we understand the root of the problem so we can take steps to solve it.
The AP's Joshua Boak reports.
That tells you that voters' minds right now are more on prices at the pump rather than how many people are getting hired.
On Sunday, someone put a flyer on the steps of a black church in Mississippi claiming to be from the Old Glory Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Flyer claims the group has members in 14 states. Lydia Bates, a senior research analyst with the Southern Poverty Law Center, says such flyers have shown up in the past as part of an effort to intimidate and to recruit new members. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.